time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Macomb and Macomb Panther Gym. It's the Herb Aldrich Gymnasium, and we're here for the boys' basketball game. We're going to be doing the JV game. I'm here with Coach Jeff Vaughn, who his Lady JV Indians had a little victory earlier today.
Yeah, we played pretty well. The girls got after it. I think we won like 35-11 and then followed that up with the varsity girls with a nice victory. So good way to finish the season. And JV team ended up 18-3, so I'm pretty happy about that.
That is really good. And now, if our varsity game was 3-18, that wouldn't be so good. But our varsity's doing well. Our JV's doing well. Our future looks pretty bright. Do you know much about the Macomb boys? JV,
I don't know a whole heck of a lot. I know the varsity a little bit just from what Coach Hubbard has told me, but I know Fort Recovery, they're coming in here. Not sure how many wins we got. Four, maybe? Let's say four or five, maybe, JV team?
Yeah, I think so.
Last night, I know they lost a heartbreaker by four to Minster. And you know, they're playing well, and I'm expecting us to get a big win here tonight. Starting for the Indians tonight, number four, Regan Martin, a 5'11 freshman. Number 12, Dylan Evers, a 6-foot freshman. Number 14, Riley Dilworth, the 5'10 sophomore. Number 15, Brian Benn, just 6'4 freshman. And rounding it out, Ian Holman, the 6-foot sophomore. I know probably counting a little quarters because a lot of these guys played in the freshman tournament today, so I know several of them have quarters.
And they are playing 6-minute quarters again in the boys' TV. So
we're getting ready to tip off here. Tip controlled by the Indians. Dylan Evers over to Caleb Martin.
His brother Regan
Martin. Regan has it up top. Macomb in a 2-3 zone inside. Dylan Evers wide open. Jump shot up, no good. Battler for the rebound comes down to number two from Macomb. That would be Ryder. Ryder has it. Kicks it back out top to the corner. It comes. Swung back up top to Ryder on the drive. Loses the handle. Ian Holman with the steal. Going back the other way. Regan Martin comes across the timeline. Being guarded way out top. Ian Holman has it. Kicked back out to Martin. Back around the right side comes Evers. Swung back to the corner. Back up to Dilworth. Dilworth kicks out to Evers. Evers inside, it goes to Brian Benn. Brian Benn takes it. Spin move. Picks it up and turns it over. So the turnover by the Indians, and that still is by Justin Rode. So coming across.
Rode. Yep, I asked him earlier. That's
three ball on the way. Up. No good. Rebound Regan Martin. Regan's coming across the timeline. On the left side, kicks in the corner. Ian Holman, three ball on the way. Air ball, fought for the rebound, comes down to number two. That would be Aaron Ryder. Ryder brings it down. Comes across the timeline on the left side over to Kreinbrink, if I mispronounce some of these. Over to Keplin. Back up top to Ryder at the top of the circle. High ball screen, and it's stolen by Regan Martin.
Nice quick move.
Yeah, it was. Nice job for Regan to come and get his hands on that and go the other way. Right side in the corner comes the Dilworth. Dilworth drives. Pull-up jumper up and gets the roll. So Riley Dilworth gets Indians on the scoreboard. Makes it 2-0. 4:12 to go here in the first quarter. On the right side, Ryder dumps it into the post, into Basinger. Basinger has it, turns around, traveled, no call. Ryder, pull up, goes back over to Basinger. 15-footer up and good. So Basinger takes Brian Benn out a little bit away from the bucket, and he scores, makes it 2-2. 3:51 to go here from Macomb. Regan Martin across the timeline. In the corner goes to Dylan Evers. Dylan loses a handle, finds Brian Benn in the post. Brian Benn takes it up. Shot, no good. Battle for the rebound goes off of, I guess the Indians, off Brian Benn. So yeah, it's going to go to the Panthers.
I thought it might have gone off of them, but
yeah, they kind of look that way. Brought in, it comes to Ryder. He'll bring it across the timeline, being guarded by Regan Martin. In the corner goes the Basinger. Cut, no good. And a turnover again by Panthers. Steal by Ian Holman. Regan Martin at the volleyball line. Brings it right side over to Riley Dilworth. Back to Martin on the left side. Looking to get it to Holman in the corner. Double team coming. Riley Dilworth swings it over to Dylan Evers. The right side into Ryan Benn. Good ball movement. And Brian Ben's going to get fouled. So very good ball movement there by the Indians.
Yes, it was. It went from one side to the other with four passes in about 3 seconds.
And that's what you have to do against that zone and get it to shift and find gaps in it. So very nice job by the Indians there. Going to bring Brian Benn to the Case IH Hall Brothers foul line, and he misses the first one. Still remains 2-2, 3:06 to go. Your listeners tonight are we're playing six-minute JV quarters. And we got a celebrity in the house tonight. Who's the other one? Oh, we got Pig Colleague and Caleb Martin. So two celebrities.
All you had to do is say his name, and he walked in the door.
Yeah, I did. Coming across the timeline with it is Macomb. That is Crying Brink. He's a freshman. Looks like they're setting a double high ball screen. Crying Brink comes off, kicks it up top to Kepling. Back to Crying Brink, looking to go inside to Basinger. Back out time to Kepling. Kepling on a drive, kick out to Rohde. Rohde pulls up, no good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Brian Benn has it, gives it off to Regan Martin. Regan drives, right side, it goes in the corner to Dylan Evers. Swing pass, top of the key to Dilworth. Back to Martin, into the corner, three ball on the way from Evers. No good, rebound, Ian Holman. Martin, three ball up, and no good. Battle four going to be knocked out of bounds by Riley Dilworth.
Yep, I think that one was definitely right there. There two guys where one of them was going to end up with it, and he went in between and tapped it away.
And that's going to bring Carson Ramel's going to come into the game, and he's going to replace Ian Holman. So Crying Brink comes across the timeline, being guarded by Evers. In the left side, it comes back up top to Ryder. Swung around the horn, it goes into the corner on the right side. Three ball fake by Crying Brink. Now he steps back and hits it. Awkward looking, but it went in.
Yeah, they kind of shoved that.
5-3. Macomb in the lead. Right side it comes to Carson Ramel. Carson being double teamed, gets out, swung back around. Oh my goodness. Brian Benn's open forever, and he misses the easy bucket. So great look, but nothing to show for. Rohde comes the other way, out to Crying Brink. Another three, and this time it's an air ball. Rebound got brought down by Riley Dilworth. Regan Martin across the timeline, bout turnover. Oh, carry, no call. Up, but now we're going to have a travel. So
and put him in. He kind of led him when he wasn't trying to go.
Yeah.
So he had to kind of lunge for it, and that got him off balance and on the ground.
So that's going to be a turnover by the Indians. Riley Dilworth and Ian Holman is going to come in and replace Riley.
So Indians down 5-3 here with minute 22 left in the first quarter.
Crying Brink brings it across. Macomb did bring a substitution in at that last horn. It is going to be Noah Weaver, the junior. Weaver has it in the corner to Crying Brink. Back up top it comes to Kepling. Kepling pull up three. Up, no good. Rebound by Carson Ramel. Pushes it ahead to Caleb Martin. I'm going to call him that all night long.
Not now. It's going to be Ryan now.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
You can't even.
No. It's Regan.
Regan Martin. There's a pass deflected. Ian Holman's getting trapped, and it's stolen by Crying Brink. He pushes ahead to Weaver. Weaver takes it in, and he misses it. Rebound, Ian Holman. Ian Holman picks up his dribble, in trouble, finds Regan Martin. Regan Martin ahead. Carson Ramel, three ball, gets in there. Oh, it looked good rebound. Dylan Evers up, no good. Battle for the rebound, knocked out of McComb, but they say it's off the Indians.
I don't really think any of our guys had their hand in there. But
28.9 seconds, 5-3, Indians trail. Ryder's going to come back in, and he's going to replace Kreinbrink. We're on Indians. We have Rammel, Martin, Evers, Ben, and Holman. Rhodey's going to, Ryder brings it across the timeline in the corner to Basinger. Back up top it comes to number 23, Jacob Simmons. Nice pass, nothing to show for him. Going to be out of bounds by the Indians. So,
and once more it goes out into the hall. We had about four of those go out.
I know that. It's kind of a different facility. I got to agree, but
it's nice.
It is nice. And there's it comes into Weaver. Weaver with being guarded by Ian Holman. Turnaround jump shot up. No good. Rebound Ian Holman. We got 9 seconds. Up ahead goes to Martin. Pull the trigger on it right there. Yep. Three ball on the way up. No good. Battled for. Nice hustle by Carson Rammel. But after one, it's going to be 5-3. Indians trail the Panthers. We'll be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Welcome back to Herb Aldrich Gymnasium, McComb High School, in up here west of Findlay. Indians trail 5-3 after a first six-minute quarter, and going to quarter number two.
And for the Indians, they have Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Ian Holman, Dylan Evers, and Riley Dilworth.
Yep, have to watch minutes today because of the freshman game.
Yeah, I know several of these guys played, and Regan Martin actually played three in the freshman tournament. So three ball up again by Jacob Simmons, so it makes it 8-3. So
he'll probably play. He's already played his one,
right?
And he'll probably save him one for the varsity. Or does he get six?
I don't know. And now you get five. That's why I don't know if they'll save him. Yep. I know they played him in a few varsity games, but Dilworth, three ball left side up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Down, comes down, and off of McComb. So, Indians get fortunate there. Going to be triggered in, trailing 8-3. 5:21 to go here in the second quarter. Excuse me.
Jacob Seal in there, pretty big boy.
44.
For the McComb Panthers.
And it brought to Ryan Post. McComb still on a 2-3. Over to Riley Dilworth. Back on the right side it goes to Gavin Toby. Good hard move. Looked like he got fouled. No call. Going the other way. Rhodey comes across the timeline. Pulls it out top. It comes to Seal. There's a three ball by Kepling. Up. No good. Rebound Dylan Evers. Gives it ahead to Ryan Post. Ryan comes down. And he gets fouled. It's going to be a blocking foul. It's going to be on Rhodey. Ryder. That's going to be his first, team second. Neil, we got any team fouls? I can't see ours on this side.
It's zero, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
they're kind of hard to see.
Yeah, as we were mentioning in the girls' game, we can't, from where we are, there's the frame for the screen that covers the scoreboard kind of blocks a lot of our what we can see.
Hard. There's a three ball. Ian Holman right side off the side of the backboard. Rebound by Gavin Toby up, and it hits off the side of the backboard. So far, Indy's not really getting much of a flow on offense.
No, we aren't.
There it is, Ryder off balance, no good. He thought he got fouled. Rebound Ryan Post. Ryan Post comes across the timeline, brings it into Gavin Toby, into the corner to Dilworth. Inside it comes to Dylan Evers. He kicks it back out to Dilworth. Swung around to the left outside. Three ball. Ryan Post on its way up. No good. Rebound. Dilworth takes it back up. No good. Rebound.
We're struggling to make a basket.
And Jacob Simmons. That's what I'm trying to remember when we made a basket.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember who
I
made
know the we had one free throw, I think. But Brian Finn, I know, had one free throw. And Weaver takes it up left-handed. And Coach Overton's going to call timeout. Yep. Indians trail 10-3. 3:44 to go. We'll take one with them.
Let's talk. Okay. Let's take this real quick and talk about the girls' games today.
I know in the girls' game today, the JV won 35-11.
37-11.
That's even better.
Yep.
I think I was
scribbling real quick.
And I'm not sure point-wise. I'm just guessing out of my head. I know Hope Wendell had 9. Allie Vaughn had 7. I think Brenna Holman maybe had about 7-9. So it was a nice mix of scoring. And the Indians, I got to give them credit. Those girls have played hard all year for me. They're not the most talented kids, but they really execute and play hard.
I love watching them play.
And they do execute. Yeah. I'll give them that. Yep. The varsity game, the Indians won 60-47. Scores a lot closer than what the game actually was today. Grace 10, if you were listening, had 25. She tied her school record with 7 threes. Yep. And actually, I was talking first quarter, I bet she had 5 or 6 that she missed that were wide open. So Grace had a nice job offensively, and also Val Molenkamp, I believe, had 10. And Carly Stone had like 10 or 12 or 12 or 14. So, you know, these are tough games to play. And I know Coach Patch was a little upset with their effort at halftime after the effort we had against Minster on Thursday night.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes, especially with girls. So we're back to action here for recovery. Subbed in 5 new guys. We have Russell Gale, Brian Ben, Nathan Lochtefeld, Carson Rammel, and Regan Martin. Regan Martin with a rebound and puts it back up. So Regan gets the score. First bucket for the Indians in a long time. Makes it 10-5. Brought across the timeline. Basinger about turns it over. He gets it back. Takes a 15-footer. No good. Air ball. We're tracked down by Weaver. Weaver has it. Back up top it comes. Over to number 23. 3 ball up. No good. Rebound. Fought for and put back in by Justin Rohde. So he just out-hustled us there and got the rebound and put it in for 2. Makes it 12-5. 2:59 to go. Over in the corner goes to Russell Gale. Russell looks inside. Now he goes back into Brian Benn. Brian Benn kicks it back out to Gale. Gale has it. Looking. Needs to use his dribble. Drives baseline. Kicked out Regan Martin. He passes it into Brian Benn on the left block. He takes it up and can't get the roll.
In and out. Oh, man.
And he had a great look. Justin Rohde comes, pushes ahead to Weaver, and Weaver makes an easy 2. It makes it 14-5. So 2:28 to go.
Indians are looking, you know, they're getting good shots.
I agree. Over to Russell Gale. Taking back inside to Ben. Back out to Russell Gale. Russell has it. Looks back into Ben on the left block. Kick to Regan Martin. Carson Rammel, a nice ball fake. 3 ball up and good. Nice. So nice job by Carson there with a little fake and hesitation. And that makes it 14-8. And McComb has to call 30-second timeout.
Apparently, Carson didn't get the memo that we weren't supposed to be making shots tonight.
Yeah, he looked good on that. He had a little really shot fake and step back.
Yep.
We want to take a break or you want to stay here?
We'll take a break
with him.
Max in just a minute.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at McComb, and there's a foul on Derek Lochtefeld. That's going to be team's number 1, I believe.
I believe that's correct, yep.
And the Indians trail 14-8, making a little run here. 1:56 to go here in the first half.
Has to be a street number because I can't see it. I can see the crooked numbers.
It is 1, I believe. Brought into Ryder, being guarded by Russell Gale. Over on the right side, it goes to Basinger. Basinger has it, being guarded by Ben. Picks up his dribble in the corner, goes inside, and batted away from by Carson Rammel, but unfortunately, McComb got it back. Grinkbine has it. Nice steal by Russell Gale. Nice job by Russell. He's going left side, kicks it back out. Three ball, Nathan Lochtefelt. Up, no good. Carson Rammel with the rebound. Carson back out to Caleb, or Regan Martin, and he's off balance shot, and he makes it.
I'm not even hearing it wrong. It sounds like you're right.
Regan has four, and it's trail by four, 14-10. Krinkbine has it, almost stolen by Rammel. Weaver drives, takes it up, no good. Right rebound by Derek Lochtefelt. Derek Lochtefelt has it, kicks it ahead to Regan Martin. Shoot that three ball up and good. Yep. So Indians on a nice little run here with this group. Three ball by Martin, three ball by Rammel, and we're right back in this thing. 14-13, 51 seconds to go. Grinkbine Brink has it, being pressured by Lochtefelt. Picks up his dribble over to Basinger. Basinger inside, and that's stolen away by Russell Gale. So Indy's got a chance to go into halftime with the lead here after having a very cold shooting night. Into Brian Benn. He takes it up, powers it up, and he gets fouled. So Brian Benn's going to go back to the foul line. He's 1-for-2 on the night. And Indy's with a chance to tie or take the lead here, Neil.
Yep, and I really like watching Russell Gale play.
Great, plays hard.
He's everywhere.
Defensively, he plays really hard. His offensive skills is something he's really going to need to work on in the offseason, but his effort is always good.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody, I can't remember the people that they sit around at our home games, are calling Hustle Gale instead of Russell Gale.
You know what the score was after one? Have they scored? I did not write it down.
No, I didn't either. I was going to, and I didn't. I think they had 11, and that might have been.
Was it?
I might have been 14. Yeah,
they go deep.
We weren't looking good, I know that.
Lochtefelt bounce steals it. Kepling has it. 28 seconds to go. Tie ball game. 14 all.
I believe we were down 14-5 at one point.
I know. At one time it was 14-5. I do know that.
We're tied now.
Ryder 18. With it. Being guarded by Gale. Up top it comes to Kepling. Kepling on a drive. Nice job by Lochtefelt. Goes to Rohde, or Ryder. Back to Basinger. He turns it over. Stolen by Regan Martin. Regan Martin has it. He's got three. He's got two. He lets it fly. Air ball, and that's your half. Indians lead 15-14. So a nice second quarter by the Indians. I think they scored at least 10 points, if not more, in that second quarter to be leading here at halftime at McComb. We're going to pay some bills. It's the Indians 15, the Panthers 14.
Part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will find the perfect gift. Our gifts express feelings of love, friendship, appreciation, and congratulations, and they're perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and more. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Lent season is here. Kicking off Wednesday, February 14th, Wayne Street Market is offering their famous fried fish. The entire Lent season, Wayne's Hot Deli will be serving fried fish for lunch and dinner on Fridays. Grab a 2 or 3 piece dinner with a choice of 2 sides in a dinner roll, or if you're feeding the whole family, order by the pound. Please call ahead to secure your order. Our fish is tasty and it will sell out. Thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market for your Lent season Friday fish meals.
We're back.
Yeah, go ahead. Welcome back to Herb Aldrich Gymnasium, McComb, Ohio.
I'd like to announce some of the upcoming events here at Fort Recovery. Friday night, the boys host New Knoxville in their final home game of the regular season. It's senior night for the boys and the cheerleaders. There'll be no radio stations covering that night. Saturday, the girls begin their tournament run. They'll play Ada at Allen East at 8 p.m., and that'll be for the sectional final. Then then Tuesday, the 27th, the boys will begin their tournament run, and they'll be playing Liberty Benton and Adelaida at 7 p.m. That'll be on Tuesday, February 27th. So
about 10 days, a week from Tuesday.
I know they got one game left next week, New Knoxville, which New Knoxville, I know they're not having a great year, but they always play hard. Hopefully, the Indians can pull that MAC win out and get ready for tournament. Actually, looking at the tournament draw, and we got those right here, Neil.
Yeah.
With the boys, they actually got a great draw from what.
And I thought the girls did pretty well, too.
Yes, they did. We can't complain.
We do have to do a little traveling.
Yeah.
Coach Patch was talking about that a couple of weeks ago on Sports Talk, and you know, if you get the choice of a good draw or another 30-mile drive, he's going to take the one, because, if we do get a good draw, we're going to be driving 50 to 80 miles for a game anyway. So when we're assuming that we're probably going to keep going, another little longer drive doesn't hurt a thing.
Yeah, and that was going into the draw at Walpock. We knew we were going to go opposite of Minster, happened. And, being the number one seed, you always want to stay close to home, which Minster did at Coldwater. Yep. But, it worked out really well for us, because the number three seed, New Bremen, they decided to go right towards Minster's bracket. So, a lot of things playing by.
And I don't blame New Bremen for doing that, because,
they only lost to Minster by like one or two at Minster.
And you know that they can beat them. And, that wouldn't have been necessarily bad for us if we were number three.
No, I agree.
Because you got to play them sometime. Might as well just do or die.
Talked about that. Coach Patch and I, we both talked about going into Minster's possibly at Coldwater, because we said sooner or later you're going to have to play them.
Yep.
And, I thought our ladies played well last Thursday night against them, even though they were without their leading scorer, but I thought we competed, and that was the big thing there. Yep. And our draw worked out all right. I'm assuming if we can get by Ada, I'm guessing our first game at district, we're probably going to see St. Henry or Parkway would be my guess. Those two will probably match up in the sectional final, and then, from there, you're either looking at Marion or New Bremen or Minster, some strange. Tournament time, though. Anything can happen.
Yeah, and if somebody does beat Minster, I'm not sure we want to play them, because they're going to have to be hot to beat them. But we're not, the way we're playing, we're not afraid of anybody.
No, and if our girls play well enough and play with the heart and passion they did last Thursday night, we can play against anybody in my eyes.
Yep.
I'm looking at the boys growling here then. Could be kind of neat matchup, though, if we win. We play Liberty Benton. If we beat them, we'll play Van Buren, which is coached by Tyler Niekamp.
Yep.
And I like Tyler, but I hope he loses.
Second. We don't want him to lose.
And
come in second.
His assistant coach is Mike Lee from Minster. Varsity assistant coach. So
really? Mike Lee went up there?
Yep. So Mike retired,
is that where he's kind of from?
No, I'm not sure. Tyler just asked him if he'd be interested. I think he thought, what the heck? I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah. So, that gives Coach Lee a chance to still do what he really likes, is coaching, without the responsibility of being the head coach.
And what a great move by Tyler to get a guy with that caliber to help you out.
Wow.
So that could be a neat challenge matchup, and that would be on March 2nd at 6 p.m. at Elida High School if everything works out well. So I know Coach Mark Hubbard is on his way up there right now to scout Van Buren tonight. So I know we'll be well prepared after seeing Coach Hubbard's scouting report.
Yep. Well, one thing, Coach Hubbard won't be able to sneak in there without Coach Niekamp knowing he's there.
That's right.
So let's take a quick break here. We'll be back about 3.5 minutes till the start of the JV second half. Be back in just a minute. We'll talk about some more stuff. Back in just a little bit.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it.
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
We're back here at Herb Aldridge Gymnasium in Macomb. And about a minute and a half till the start of the third quarter. And Indians, after being down 7-8, maybe even 10 points at one point.
3, I believe, at one point.
And I believe we were down 14-5 or 14-4 or something
there.
In there.
I do remember 14-5.
Indians now leading 15-14, so they had a nice little comeback. And it's kind of a hodgepodge of players because we have a lot of them are freshmen, and they played in the freshman, several of them played in the freshman game, and they're only allowed to play
five quarters a night. So my calculations correct me that I believe Regan Martin might be done because he played in two quarters already tonight, and he played three in the JV game, I understand it. So,
in the freshman game.
Or the freshman game,
two,
I'm sorry.
And he played in each of the first two quarters here. And when he didn't start the second quarter.
No, and then they got down and they brought him in, and then they made a run. He has seven right now for the Indians.
Yep. Made a big difference. And, you know, I guess you're taking that shot that we're not going to need him off the bench.
It looks like he might be in there. Maybe he only played two in the freshman game.
He's you know, in the varsity game, we've used him several times as either the 7th, 8th, 9th, sometimes 10th man, and sometimes he's playing 4, 5, 6, 8 minutes, and sometimes he's playing a couple of different 30-second spots just as certain things in certain situations, and he... In the varsity games, he didn't look like a freshman.
No, first game he got in there last Saturday night, he hit a big three for the Indians.
Yes, he did.
Last night he couldn't get rolling too well, but we start out here with Russell Gale.
And Regan Martin.
Derek Lochtefeldt, Carson Rammel, and Brian Benn. So Rammel gave him a nice little spark when he came in
there.
Yes,
he did.
Proud of the kid. There's a high ball screen. Regan Martin, pull-up jumper. Up, no good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Fought for, comes down with Basinger from Macomb. That's a ball right there that usually doesn't get ripped out of Brian Benn's hand.
No. Or any Benn.
Then it comes on a drive to Ryder. Kick to the corner, goes to Kreinbrink. Kreinbrink picks up his dribble, brings it back up top to Keplin, over to Basing, over to Ryder. He has it at the center circle, backs out into the corner, looking to post to Basinger. Basinger turns around, Ben's right there to meet him in the corner. Kreinbrink shot up, no good, air ball, battle for a rebound, and that is comes down to number 13, Rohde, on the drive. Basinger picks up his dribble, takes it to Ryder, and he makes the layup, makes it 16-15. Macomb Panthers in the lead, 5:03 here in the third quarter. Regan Martin across the timeline. looks to get it to the corner to Derek Lockefeld, swings it back. Carson Rammel, three ball left side, up, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's going to come down to McComb, and they throw it away. Regan Martin gets it. He misses the layup. Good look for Regan.
Yep.
Kepling comes down to the left side, throws it to Brody. Back out to Kepling. To the right side it comes to Kreinbrink. Kreinbrink looks inside, takes it up, no good. Rebound.
Regan Martin.
Regan Martin on the right side picks up his dribble. Brian Benn swung around to Derek. Locked the foul over to Carson Rammel. Carson Rammel back up top. Three ball on the way. Up and good by
Man, that's
Martin.
A smooth shot.
So Martin now has 10. It's 18-16. Indians in the lead. Kreinbrink has it. Across the timeline, being guarded by Martin. Dribbles on the right side. Bow loses his handle. He's got to be close to a five count, and I don't even think the official was counting there.
He's moving his arm.
He was after about 8 seconds, and that's, oh, wow. Cheek foul there on Russell Gale.
Yeah.
That's going to be Russell's first, Indians first. Ryan Post going to come into the ballgame and replace Carson Rammel. So, nice job by Carson.
Yes, he played very well.
Brought in to Basinger. Tries to get by Ben. Runs into a brick wall and then out of bounds on McComb.
He was bound and determined to shoot that shot.
He was, but Brian Ben was not going to give him much room to move.
He kept dribbling, trying to get closer to the basket, and he kept getting farther. That semi-hook shot he shot ended up being from about 8 or 10 feet.
Ryan Post comes across the timeline. In the corner goes to Martin. Three ball. Left, right side up and in. So nice job. That one looked a lot better than the other one. I thought his arch on that one looked really good. And it comes across. The Indians are up 21-16. Regan now has 13. Back up top it comes to Rhodey. Squips around to Kreinbrink. Kreinbrink on the drive against Gale. Throws it up behind the backboard. Going to be Indians ball. So nice job by Russell Gale there defensively.
Yep.
And Indians lead 21-16.
He didn't block the shot, but he harassed that kid so bad he couldn't get a good grip on the ball to shoot it.
Yeah, it ended up being a wild-looking shot.
Yep.
Into Ryan Benn. Over to Martin. Another three ball. Hadn't guarded him, and that time he throws an air ball.
Yep.
Wide open look, and sometimes that's the way it goes. Kreinbrink brings it across.
One of those NBA shots, nothing but air.
Guarded by Martin. Back up top it comes to Ryder. Ryder on the drive, out of control. And unfortunately, we bail him out with a foul. And that's going to be on, I believe, Martin. That's going to be Regan's first. Team second. That's going to send Ryder to the foul line. Looks like Ryder maybe has 2 points. I can't read that over there. But first free throw up, and it's good.
It looks like a straight number, so it could be a
one. He's got three, actually. Yep. I can tell it says three.
Yep.
And we're going to have a substitution. Dylan Evers and Gavin Toby are going to replace Lochtefelt and Ben. Ryder's got his second free throw. 21-17, make it 21-18. Indians lead by three. 2:51 to go here in the third period. Ryan Post comes across the timeline. Goes right by his defender over to Russell Gale. Russell Gale, high ball screen, gets to the rack. Nice move by Russell.
That was a great move. So
Russell goes
that pass
in,
over
and
to
I think he either tweaked his ankle or something because he's hobbling around.
I hope that's one he can walk off.
Ryder, no good. Rebound Gavin Toby. So, nice move by Russell.
Somebody bail him. There we go.
Ryan Post over to Martin. Got away with a travel. Kicks it back out. Ryan Post, three ball up and good. So, Indians raining threes here in this third quarter.
Yep.
That's the third three-pointer to the third quarter for the Indians.
Three-point shooters are warm right now.
26-18. 2 minutes to go here. Over to Ryder in the corner to Kreinbrink. He gets a high ball screen from turnover, and it's loose on the deck, and it's going to be a jump ball. That's going to stay with McComb. So good hustle by the Indians there. Russell Gale's going to come out limping a little bit, and he's going to be replaced by Kobe Wendell.
Yep.
So Kobe Wendell comes in. He's a freshman. Triggered into Basinger. Gets it inside on, oh man, passed up an easy drop set, and Dylan Evers blocks the layup. Gavin Toby goes down the lane, up and good.
Nice move. Strong move. Looks looked at the basket when he's going up and not the defender.
Yeah, it was a nice move. And the Indians have their largest lead at 10, 28-18. Inside it goes. Shot up. And rolls around and answered prayer. Simmons makes it. 28-20.
That's a good way to put that.
1:26 to go. Martin has it. Back across it goes to Ryan Post. Back to Martin. Down the corner. Skip pass over to Gavin Toby. Kind of a dangerous pass that usually doesn't work and is turned over. Weaver has it. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound Regan Martin.
Should have gone in, but...
Regan ahead to Ryan Post. Ryan between his legs. Drives in. Pull-up jumper from 10 feet. Up and good. So nice pull-up by Ryan Post. Makes it a 10-point game. 30-20. 52 seconds to go. Foul turned over by McComb. Kepling has it. Being guarded by Wendell. Across it goes. Ryder on the drive. Kicks it to Weaver. Weaver picks up his dribble. Kicks it out. Three ball on the way. Simmons. No good. Rebound Gavin Toby. See if Indians go for one. Nope. Looks like they're going to push. Martin out of control. And he throws it out of bounds. Right there is one of those situations, Neil, when you leave your feet, nothing good ever happens on it.
Yep, unless you have something definite in mind, and
right.
He was too far under the basket to shoot it.
Yeah, he didn't really have a whole lot of plan when he drove in there that time. So McComb has the ball, down 10, 24 seconds to go. Ryder has it, double team comes, he splits it, and then Ryan Post picks it off. Ryan ahead to Martin, knocked out of bounds by McComb. Going to stay with the Indians. We got 14.6 seconds to go. Brian Benn's going to come in probably for a lob play, I'm guessing. And he's going to replace Dylan Evers. And like I said, they go in to Ben. He just double dribbled and nobody called it. And he
dribbled, picked up the ball. I'm not where I want to be.
6 seconds to go. McComb on the run.
That guy just traveled.
Ryder just traveled, throws up a three, no good. And that's going to be the quarter. After three complete, Indians lead 30-20. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Welcome back to the Herb Aldridge Gymnasium at McComb High School.
I'd like to say a shout-out to Bob Stogler. Hopefully he's feeling all right. He left the game. He wasn't feeling very good. And it's, we got his replacement, Big Al, down there. So
he wanted some Rolaids.
I texted him, and he said, I was feeling a little queasy, sweating and that.
Ooh, that's not good.
I think he went back to the casino.
Might have. He said he was going to the casino.
He went there. He won $25, he said.
Well, that's not bad.
So
almost paid for the gas to go.
Fourth quarter here, starting. Indians on the floor is Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Brian Benn, Carson Rammel, and Kobe Wendell. Little trap by McComb, picked up by Kobe Wendell. Kobe Wendell drives, kicks over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post drives middle, picks it up. Benn, 10-footer up and good. So
nice smooth shot again.
Yeah, nice little touch by Brian Benn there. And Brian, I believe, has 5, it looks like.
Yep. That's one I think I can actually read.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. Kepling has it over to Weaver. Back out top, it comes to Ryder. Inside it goes to Simmons. Simmons kicks it out to Ryder. Into the corner goes the Seal. Seal swings around to Simmons, being guarded by Carson Rammel. Nice job by Ryan Post. Loose ball. And he gets it back. And then Carson Trammell about tackled him. He gets it. And then he gets fouled. So a little frustration foul there by Jacob Simmons. He probably got fouled twice there, and there was no call.
Yeah, but there was a lot of, let's just say there was a whole lot of contact between those three people. Sometimes it was between two Fort Recovery guys. But
and then Carson Trammell picks it up and gets fouled. So Carson's going to go to the foul line. He's got three on the night.
He went from the three-point line on one end to the foul line on the other end, with nobody ever having control, and everybody just after each other.
First free throw, no good by Carson. He's got one more coming.
This one will go in.
Indians lead 32-20, largest lead of the night. Next one, good call, Neil. 33-20, Indians up. Carson Trammell now has four. Brought into Ryder. Gets a double screen there. Over to Weaver. Goes inside to Ryder. Being guarded by Ben. The ref foul calls a foul, and he pulls his hand back. So Kobe Wendell with the steal going the other way. In the corner, Carson Trammell. Three ball up and good. So Carson Trammell.
Oh, man.
Comes off the bench, that and he's got seven.
So good to see that kid playing well.
Yeah, good for him. He's a kid that needs that confidence. He's kind of a shy, quiet kid, and I'm glad to see him doing well there.
In the times, and I don't see the freshman games, but the times I've seen him in the JV game, he seems like a good player with lacking a little confidence.
Yeah, and he's a kid, and Gavin Toby misses the 10-footer, and Carson's a kid that didn't play last year, so he's coming back. And,
I didn't realize
that. Yeah, he did not play last year.
He doesn't look like he didn't play last year.
There's a block by Carson Trammell, so nice job by Carson, and that's out of bounds on McComb. And we have another sub in for McComb. That's going to be Basinger and, I believe, Rohde. So Indians with their largest lead at 16, 36-20. 4 minutes to go here from McComb.
Yep. Two minutes of this quarter, Indians outscored them 6-0.
Actually, since the first quarter, there's Carson Trammell, another three, air ball this time.
Yeah.
Backed down by
21-6.
Yeah, they had 11 points, actually, after one.
The first quarter,
they've only scored 9 points so far. Carson Trammell has it. Kicks it back out to Ryan Post. Swung around to Kobe Wendell. Kobe drives. Little floater up. No good. Rebound Basinger. Nice drive by Kobe. Little floater, and he just kind of bounced out on him. Basinger has it. Being guarded by Ben. Ben bottoms up. And it goes over to Ryder. Ryder drives. Left hand throw up. No good. Rebound Gavin Toby. Ryan Post out on the run. Comes left side. Drives. Pull up. 10-footer. No good. Rebound fought for. Goes to Basinger. Basinger has it. Over to Ryder. Brought back up top to Ryder. On the right side it goes. Shot. Ugh. Wow. That was a weird looking shot there.
I thought he was passing.
I thought he was too, but no good. And rebound by Gavin Toby.
And it had to be a shot because it went right at the rim. Hit the rim.
Strange. Kobe Wendell inside to Brian Benn. Brian Benn, kick out. Carson Trammell, that thing's going up. And another air ball. Good pass. Oh, missed by Toby. Gets his own rebound. Misses again. And then Kobe Wendell gets it and gets shoved in the back.
So. Yeah. Kid was thinking he was going to go back up and went up to block it. And Kobe turned his back and kid kind of landed on it. Not like serious landed on it. But
Dilworth and Evers come back in. They replace Benn and Post. So, wild series there. A couple missed layups and a three. And brought in, it comes. Tip, turnover. Basinger with a steal. Coming the other way. Indians lead 36-20. Right side it comes to number 33. That's Marchant. Marchant has it. And he throws it to Basinger. Basinger, 10-footer up. No good. Bodies go flying. Rebound Gavin Toby. This guy's going all the way to the rack. Finger roll. No good. Gets his own rebound.
That was awesome. Dylan. Rebound.
Kobe Wendell, 10-footer up, no good. Rebound, Dylan Evers. He misses, and then Riley Dilworth gets it and gets fouled. So
you probably didn't see how Gavin was getting boxed out.
They came right up all the way. I saw it.
It's 6 or 8 feet from the out of bounds.
David Brown about got a camera. camera pole down there, I think.
He was three steps out of bounds, and the guy was still boxing him out.
Seth Lochtefeldt's going to come in and replace Carson Rammel. So Carson had 7 points. Nice outing for him tonight.
Yes, it was.
2:06 to go. 38-20. Riley Dilworth at the foul line trying to convert the old-fashioned three-point play. Short rebound battled for. Comes down to Ian Holman. Ian has it. He throws it that straight in the ground and goes out of bounds on McComb. So
Ian going to take it out of bounds for us. 38-20, minute 59 left here in the contest,
right,
we hope.
Kobe Wendell. Yeah, we better hope. There's no way this thing's going to OT. Kobe Wendell off the Ian Holman. Ian Holman drives baseline, pull-up jumper, up, gets fouled. So Ian's going to go to the foul line. He's fouled by number 33. That's Greg Merchant. That's team foul number 4 for the McComb Panthers. Actually, they called that on number 13, Justin Rohde. First free throw by Ian, up and good. Hall Brothers free throw line. Hall Brothers still our sponsor?
Yep.
All right.
Mostly for the varsity game.
All right. I thought I'd throw it in there.
That's definitely not a problem. Ian, I'm pretty sure they don't mind.
Nah, a little free advertisement. Yeah, Ian missed the second one. Indians lead by 19. Kreinbrink has it. Being guarded by Wendell over to number 4. That's Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan off the Merchant over to Rohde. Back up top to Bryan. Bryan on the drive out to Kreinbrink. Three ball up and good. I'll tell you what, he gets his feet set. He's a pretty good three-point shooter.
Yep.
He's just one of those kids you got to make bounce. Makes it 39-23.
That's like coach talk there.
Yeah, that was a little bit.
A little bit?
Yep. Sounded like one of my scouting reports.
Yep.
Kobe Wendell on the drive. Good pullback. Goes out to Dylan Evers. Left side. Down in the block it goes. Good kick out. Zeth Lochtefeldt. Three ball. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Going to be McComb ball. 58.2. 39-23. I would say this one's pretty much over.
Yep. We'll need three threes and a two to win this in less than a minute. Or, no, six, five threes and a two.
There's your first one. No good. Rebound battled for. Stays down by Merchant. Merchant has it. He stepped out of bounds. So
kind of a late whistle.
I thought he was out of bounds when he got the rebound.
I thought so, too. And I guess the ref kind of replayed it in his head a little bit and blew the whistle. But he's already a step or two away. But from where we are, it's a little hard to tell. But sure did look like it.
Indians ball. 42 seconds to go. 39-23. Kobe Wendell brings it across. That's over and back.
Yep.
Lost the handle. And it's going to be a turnover. Actually, no, really, there haven't been a bunch of turnovers tonight.
No, not really. And Indians have given them some problems defensively getting good shots. So that's been a lot of the success for the Indians. But
Bryan has it across to Merchant. Merchant picks up his dribble. Three ball by Bryan. Up and no good. Rebound Kobe Wendell. Kobe Wendell has it. And it's knocked out of bounds. So
yeah, Rohde was coming down that sideline and
he picked it right from behind and ran right out of bounds with it.
A little bit of pushing going on there.
Holy smokes, Kobe went down.
He and number 4, who's that? Zach Bryan. Yeah,
Zach Bryan's kind of. Zach don't play a whole lot. This is his time, I think, probably to show the coach, hey, I should have been playing.
Yep.
Kobe Wendell holds it out top. Three.
Let's just say he wasn't playing meek and mild.
Yeah, and that's the ball game. Indians win 39-23. We'll be back right after this.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Ains at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Welcome back to Herb Aldrich Gymnasium, and I didn't ask anybody who Herb Aldrich
is. That's what I was going to ask you. Who is Herb Aldrich?
So I'm going to say, with a name like Herb, I'm going to say somebody from the 40s, 50s, or 60s, and with the tradition they have here of at least football and probably sports in general, I'm going to say he was probably a pretty good player.
I'll tell you what, it's pretty amazing, their football program, when you look out there at all the first-team All-Staters, and I mean, I don't know how big this town is, but there's not a whole lot around.
Yeah, I drove around a little bit. It appears to be, the town appears to be a little smaller than Fort Recovery, but I don't know how big the school district is.
I know they said their class sizes aren't real big.
Mm-hmm. I think they're a Division 7 football with no chance of getting above that a long time.
Which is probably good for them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And, that's who we had to beat the year we made it to Columbus.
Yep, and they, they're traditionally tough. I believe it was 1983. They have the sign up at the edge of town of their state football championship. And we know from listening to being at our games and listening to previous MAC schools going in Division 7, you almost always play Macomb.
Yeah, every year almost, it seemed like.
They come out of here, and it's not ever an easy game. You got sometimes you have a pretty good chance thinking you're going to win, but you have to play it, and they're pretty tough. So, the rundown on the JV game.
JV game, Indians win 39-23. I believe they were led in scoring with Regan Martin had 11, I believe. Carson Rammel, I believe, had 7. Brian Benn, I believe, had 5. And I think Dilworth kid, I know he had 2. So they got the things off the board so quick we didn't have a chance to look at it. But I do know Regan Martin led him in scoring with double figures. And like I said, I know Carson Rammel came off the bench with 7. Yep. So.
And I thought we played well. Every kid that hit the floor for us, I think, played well. And as we talked about a couple of times during the game, there's a freshman game this morning or this afternoon.
Right.
So we didn't have the team that we usually put out there. So a lot of other guys were playing, or some guys are playing in positions they don't usually play. And I thought we played extremely well for that. I think we were down about 11-3.
We were down 11-3, and for the rest of the game only gave up a total of 12 points. So I think Coach Overton's got to be happy with that. So
from what I have here, they got 3 points in the second quarter, 6 in the third, and 3 in the fourth. So we did a pretty good job on them.
Yeah, we did. We settled down early on. We couldn't buy a bucket, and after we did, the Indians went on a tear and won by 16 points. So.
Yep. Let's just take a little break here. We'll be back in 5 or 10 minutes with the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Again, the JV Indians win 39-23, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet.